Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Jen.
So our assignment from yesterday was, notice how much of the conversation in your head is in support of unexamined beliefs and assumptions. Review the various statements from the voices that you jotted down. What beliefs, assumptions are revealed by that review? A belief assumption could be revealed by a single statement or a collection of statements. Write down the beliefs, assumptions. Record and listen what you see. Example, voices. I already spend so much time at work. The last thing I want to do is spend my weekend working on some community project. Belief, time is something that can be divided up. There is, quote, my time, where I do what I want, and then there is the time I do what everyone else thinks I should do. All right, let's take our first caller. First caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, good morning. This is Janice in Victoria, and I'm appreciating the fact that I'm here and I'm live.
Yes. Yes, those are two good things. I'm alive. And
yep.
I'm here.
Yep.
All right.
Doing all these different themes, I was looking at the personal and I was looking at, like, helping in the world. And I was noticing that, so there's some voices that might say that I'm not connected. I'm isolated. But when I look at those two things, I see there is no separation, and especially in the things that I'm doing. I can take something that I'm doing that is, you know, contributing to something out in the world and bring it all back to this person, and vice versa, do something here that is all connected.
Yes. Yes. And I think it was mentioned, I don't know, sometime recently, that the voices want us to believe that everything has to be really big, right? Or it doesn't count. I mean, if you're just, planting, it's the wrong season, isn't it, to do that? But you grow flowers in your garden. Mm-hmm. That's not a contribution, right? That's just something for you. You're just doing that for your enjoyment. If you're gonna be a contribution to the world, you have to end world hunger,
right? And not notice that all the bees are pollinating and coming to those plants and going off, and I've just, you know, harvested 40 apples from a tiny little tree in the backyard because of all of those things.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that what you're pointing out, of course, is that that illusion that is so prevalent that what you do is over here, and that's one thing. Mm-hmm. And then there's the world out there, and that's another thing. And it's up to you to bridge that gap constantly. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which just perpetuates the belief that there's a separation there to bridge. And
yeah. Yes. Yeah. I loved yesterday too that when there was conversation about the different choices of the, for example, subject areas,
mm-hmm.
and that it didn't matter which one
anyone
will do, because what I saw was this cycle of going around, which one's the best, which whatever, and just that being just a wheel of never getting off, that really,
yes.
Seriously, anyone will do.
Yes.
It doesn't
yes.
matter.
Yeah. You're into trees and bees.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are two of the top items for the survival of the planet, and especially our species.
Yeah.
Like those are right up there at the top. And yet the voices would have you, actually, if they could talk a person into it, they're not going to do with you. But if they could, they would have you neglect that to be in a conversation about what you should be doing, the difference you should be making.
Oh, yes, and that's the other thing, kind of just laying my head down at the end of the day, because I've been super busy and things have kind of been, you think things are kind of
big,
flexing.
They're big now.
Yeah, they are.
Yep, they're big
and,
now.
And I, you know, could hear a little bit about, you know, what more I need to do or how to do whatever. And I just went through and said all the things, this is what I'm doing. And it was just like, you could just see, like, wow, that's amazing practice.
Right. That's a big light.
Yeah.
Now it's time to rest.
Yeah, because that was the other thing that I heard was there aren't enough hours in the day or there's not enough energy in this body. And when I went through kind of creating that list, that was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I kind of agree that there aren't enough hours in the day. you know, just because it is great to be alive. And it is, there are so many things that we can participate in. And it's probably a very good system, right? Because at the end of it, if we're really playing all out, we're pretty tuckered at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to lie down and rest and sleep and get ready for the next day. So I'm not going to quibble with the system. I just often do have that feeling of, oh, but if there were just a few more hours, I could. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much,
and
Janice.
Then the last thing, too, is that I realized, too, that somehow I kind of got, it's almost, I felt like I was dropped from the system. I wasn't getting, it wasn't a personal thing. Something happened, and I wasn't getting, like, peace quotes or other information, you know.
Oh, dear.
Like somebody talked about the musings, and I'm going, like, I don't think I got that. But I was so caught with all the busyness that it wasn't till, you know, maybe a few weeks ago, I just wrote in and said, I don't seem to be. And then I realized, like, I think the other thing is I don't do online banking. I just kind of simply keep it simple, and I'm trusting things are done. But I think something got bounced also with my contributions to the monastery and to Living Compassion, neither of which I want to happen.
Yes, and let's not make that connection, okay? Because that's not how we operate.
No.
So
I know.
Don't let voices tell you that.
My end. I know it's
well,
not my,
no,
my
but
end.
I mean, what we send to people is musings, articles, peace quotes. That's not based on what anybody's contributing. So
but I realized I had two things going on. That was my error, and not what I wanted. But I also and I'm going to rectify it, but I have had no feelings of feeling bad about it because when I list that list of things I'm doing, I realize, like, okay, now it is in my awareness. Now I can address it. And I am so excited that it's almost going to be October 1st and it will be revealed about the African Vulnerable Children's Project. And I can get, there I'm going to be right on time and on board.
It's
right?
Perfect, isn't it?
Yeah,
and it's always that way, isn't it? It's always just perfect.
It is perfect.
All right.
And that brings the personal and the worldly sort of
right together.
There. Yeah.
Right there. Yeah. That's great. And the most, to me, one of the most essential things that you mentioned is, I don't feel bad about any of it. Life has perfect timing, and I just say yes and thank you. That's my part.
Yes, that is so, that's what I appreciate about getting older. I've learned that now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Janice.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Ashwini.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for joining us, Janice. And Sherry,
she knew it was you, Jen.
I know. You know what?
Yeah, she's just used to us winning. Yeah.
And you know what?
Don't
I'm
feel
flattered.
Bad. No feeling bad.
Okay. The thing that I love so much is that where you said there really aren't enough hours in the day, which I am right with you. And I just saw how it is a perfect design because that means I can't do it by
yes.
myself. So it
yes.
requires that participation, which is such a beautiful design.
Yeah. It's all done for us. We don't have to make anything up. We don't have to figure anything out. We just have to, my favorite, say yes to what's there, and thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So good. All right, here's our next caller. Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello, it's Colin here in Kent.
Well, hello, Colin. What are you seeing?
Oh, well, so I'm sort of looking at this one, sort of politics and the environment, and really seeing that I'm getting shouted at very very loudly about what I'm supposed to, what I should do, or what I'm going to do. The ego knows what needs to be done and how it needs to be done, and how I'm going to change things, and that there isn't any alternative.
That's right. It is the world. There used to be a character on a TV show when I was a kid, the world's foremost expert, right? And it was, you know, there's no subject, right? Just the world's foremost expert. And it's ego, right? It's ego. It knows everything. It knows how to do everything. It knows everything that's wrong. It knows everything. Yeah. And you're just you just keep messing things up, Colin. You just keep messing things up for it.
That's right. So anyway, I'm trying to sort of you know, just stay with my heart, and you know, really seeing how much energy gets sucked into that shouting, really at me. But to stay with what I feel the heart's calling me to do, which doesn't actually chime with what ego says I should be doing, and that actually taking care of myself and being involved in the environment and politics can all be one and the same and enjoying myself are all one and the same thing, that they
if
don't have to be two.
Sort of
yeah. Yes.
Right.
And I can actually communicate what I'm trying to say without shouting at people. Perhaps I don't even need to talk to anybody, but somebody might actually see what I'm doing, and that's enough. Or maybe nobody will see what I'm doing, but I know that I'm doing it, and that's okay.
Yeah, and you know, that was really interesting, Colin, that that whole thing about communicating with people without shouting at them. How do we get the idea that shouting at people is effective? Well, because we're being shouted at all the time, and so we're being controlled by that. And so there's the assumption that other people, well, they probably are being controlled by it, but it's by the voice in their head, not by the voice in our head, right? So we're all in the same pickle, but they've got different, you know, they got their own, they have their own shouter to deal with. But I just thought that was a really interesting connection.
Yes. Why I would think that works. So, I'm trying to.
You wouldn't think that, Colin, right? You know that doesn't work.
No.
Ego wants to shout at people, wants to shout at you, and wants to shout at everybody else. Wants to tell you what's wrong with you, and wants to tell everybody else what's wrong with them. What it does.
That's right. And I'm just trying to use the precept not to publish other people's faults as a sort of guideline, really, to just flag up when I'm drifting off into perhaps somewhere saying something that I don't really want to be saying, and to sort of stick with, I'm trying, I'm not saying I'm doing this, but you know, with what is kind and what is supportive, and to stay with that, and you know, I do sort of tend to get drawn off into criticism or sarcasm or sort of attacking people, and not to go there, that it's really not where I want to be.
Right. Well, and the secret to that, right, is not to let it do it to you.
Ah.
Right? So when that voice isn't able to do that to you, it's not as able to come out and do that to other people. So I have a little thing to offer you if you would think this is fun. Okay? So there's a ton of stuff to be done, right? I mean, there is, as people say, there is so much that needs to be done that the list is endless. And so what you do is write down what ego is shouting at you, right? You should this, and you should that, and you should this, and you need to that, and why aren't you that? And is it kind of like that? Is that sort of the...
Yes. Yeah.
So you write it all down, you know, write all these things down. And then sit down and divide the list up into the things that you can take care of and the things that ego needs to take care of.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, so then it's taken care of, isn't it? I haven't got to worry about taking care of it because that's ego's job.
That's right. And if it's not doing its job, so if you have a colleague who starts yelling at you because you're not doing his job, you know, pretty quickly you would get to, wait a minute. No. That's your job. So stop yelling at me, and you do that. If that's important to you, then that's your job. You do that. Okay? And I'll take care of this, because this is what I can do. And then you don't have to have that conversation anymore.
Yeah, because it really does take me over, particularly in the mornings.
Oh.
And
that
would be really good to be able to just... you know, put that over there and get on with what the day is presenting, actually. And because this morning, it's like that there were things, life's unfolding, there are things to attend to, and to get on with those. And he goes to, no, you've got to be doing this other thing. And I wouldn't be doing, you know, wouldn't be able to get on with the things that life is presenting if I was attending to, what ego's shouting about.
That's
so that's
right.
Really
and
helpful.
Good. And the other thing about it, to me, Colin, is, I get a lot of text messages and emails from people who are doing great things in the world. And of course, they want me to join them, and they want me to give them money, okay? And I am really so grateful that they're out there doing that. Now, I actually can't join them because I'm doing all these other things. And I actually can't give money to all of them, because I'm just one little person, right? But I can be really grateful that they are reaching out to everybody so that they find the people who can join them and they find the people who can financially support them. I'm really happy that all of that is happening. I don't need to feel bad about it. I'm happy that it's happening.
Oh, that's really interesting, because the way ego frames it for me is that I've got to sort of think about this, and that what they're doing is wrong, and that's why I'm not going to support them, because I don't, you know, if they're doing, it's not, they're not doing the right thing. And that's a completely different way to look at it, isn't it? That to actually say, yes, I do support them and really appreciate it, but I've actually got these other things
that I really care about. And of course, we're not required. You know, so I care a lot about trees. I'm not required to support people who are clear-cutting forests, right? I don't have to yell at them, right? But I also don't have to support them, right? So I'm just support. Yeah. So you go. You're working on that. Gosh, thank you. Thank you so much for working on that. Would I do it a little differently? Yeah, but I'm not doing it. So thank you for doing it.
Yes. Oh, okay. It's just to at the beginning. So I had an email the other day. And somebody was asking me to do three things, and I'm not. That's not what I'm doing. That's not how
that's
I'm
right.
contributing. I'm doing something else. but not to be negative about that. But thank you.
I'm really glad.
Yes. Right. Yeah, I'm really, really glad. I love what you're doing. Oh, that's really helpful. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah. So that's two things for me to do. Mm-hmm. Oh, brilliant. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank brilliant. You. All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Yes. Bye. Okay.
You're
bye-bye.
Happy.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Love you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us. Barry, the connection that I really saw in those two parts of that conversation with Colin was, you know, when you said it really ups our chances if we're not allowing that voice to, you know, speak to me in that way, that critical kind of way, it really ups my chances of not interacting with other folks that way. And I know for me, when I was watching the process for me that happens when those emails or those texts come in, that, of course, what the voice wants to do is criticize me, right? I mean, you're not responding to that, or you're not doing this, and you're not doing that. Mm-hmm. And I project that's where the maybe irritation comes from, or the, why are they doing it that way, or why are they sending me so much email, right?
That's wow. So good, Jen. That is so good. Right, so I'm agitated, and what does agitation do? What's the connection between agitation in my body and what goes on in my head? Well, agitated, I'm irritated. I'm going to dissipate some of that by being critical and judgmental or yelling at somebody.
Yeah, and I just project when, you know, I just imagine you, you know, getting one of those emails, and because that internal environment is one of your goodness is established, I love you just the way you are, all those things, that email comes into that environment, which I project produces the, wow, I'm so glad they're doing that, and then gives me the space to look to see, okay, is there a part for me to play in this? Maybe yes, maybe no. But the whole thing is an attitude of gratitude and, you know, appreciation instead of one of criticism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amazing.
Because of what you just said, because I'm not allowing ego to turn the information that comes in into sensations of irritation or impatience or whatever right. It is. It stops right there. That doesn't happen. So it really has nowhere to go except, oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, here is our next caller. Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi there. Hi, this is Sharon Almarigi calling, or just Sharon calling from Barbados.
Hello, Sharon.
Hello.
What are you seeing?
Well, I was looking at the personal focus because I'm already making some contributions in areas, you know, political, environmental. I recycle, I compost, I contribute to organizations. But as I got involved in this month's focus, I had just returned from a funeral, my husband's sister who passed away, and who was 1 year older than me. Mm. And, you know, I, of course, I get these kinds of thoughts about there's so much I would like to do, hope I can stay around a while. But I it's a personal focus that I really want to get my affairs in order, my books, all the things in my office, family pictures. I want to get all of that in order. So I came home with this big amount of energy to do that. But it's not easy, and I begin to feel overwhelmed. And while I was away, I was just really, I went through the family gatherings and funeral and all that. I just focused on being present. And it was, although it was sad and it was difficult, it went so well because it just stayed in the moment. But now that I'm home and looking at things, and of course when you come home, there's always the voices are coming out of the walls. And it's really hard to, because I mean, I'll just say one more thing, and that is today what Ashwini wrote about, I divide my things into my time and my time for others. I could really relate to that because when I'm away and I come home and I think, that's what I really want to do and I'm going to do it, But when I get home, there's, well, this is going to be done first, and this is going to be done first, and then this, you know. So then it just pushed down. And then I get, like what the last caller, frustrated and anxious and everything else.
Mm-hmm. And I project that what you're able to see very clearly in that is, in one situation, you're at center, and at another, you're listening to voices in your head.
Right. And I see it every time I come home. I mean, you know, we travel a lot, and every time I come home, it takes me a while to get back grounded again and to be able to, you know, practice presence.
Uh-huh. And so it seems to me, of course, that since you're that clear about it, this is going to be much easier for you. So with something as simple as, the first 3 hours of the day are going to be spent on, or 2 hours, or 1 hour, or whatever works, on this project that is important to my heart. And then I'll turn my attention to all of the things that need to be done. But they're not going to happen first.
That's
so
okay.
In practice, you know, we know that there are an awful lot of people who get kind of addicted to waking up in the morning and opening their computer. Okay, maybe they make coffee and drink coffee as they look at their computer, but it's the first thing they do. Okay, and
yeah.
In practice, we always encourage people, don't do that. Have your coffee if you want to have your coffee, but sit and do the things that bring you back here and get you to a place of connection with you, first of all. And then from there, go out into whatever it is that you need to be doing, right? And so this is just simply a variation on that theme. So this is a project that you want to do. You're stopped from doing it because it's a way to torture you. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay? Ego wants us doing, following its to-do list, until there's no time. There's no time for sitting. There's no time for yoga. There's no time for a walk on the beach. There's no time, okay, there's no time for being with center here, present.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Okay,
and
yeah.
It's one thing. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to do, Sharon.
Yeah.
One thing.
Yeah, I actually think the 1 hour at this point is what I can do. And I think that's a very good suggestion, because all I could come up with, or mentor could come up with, was just keep staying present and following
yeah.
the next thing. But
yeah.
I think
but
one
that's like we'll just come back to the breath. It's a really good idea, but it takes a lot of practice before we can do that one simple thing, because conditioned mind is so adept at controlling our attention. So you just make that commitment, and you just do it. And everything is going to be screaming and yelling and carrying on, and you know that, and you just do it.
Yeah. Okay. It's
empowering.
Yeah, it definitely will be. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you so
you
much.
You are so welcome.
All right.
Let me know. Thanks, Sharon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us, Sharon. And Sherry, again, we're about 2 minutes to the top of the hour, a fairly long assignment. Shall we move on to the assignment?
Let's get that assignment in.
Okay. So the assignment for today is, 1 second, and my screen, things get in the way. Before a fair amount of introspection reveals something different, we believe that we are a single, unified entity. I'm me. I am me. I think my thoughts and feel my feelings. Upon closer examination, we begin to notice that there is more than one I making up me. Review the conversation you issue and begin to identify the various I's having the conversation. One way to do this is to group similar statements. Find a word or phrase that describes each I. It's likely to be a quality or characteristic. Record and listen what you see. Example, the voices. I worked so hard all week. I don't want to give up my weekend. I need my downtime. I'm not going to know anyone. It will be so uncomfortable. It won't matter if I don't show up. There'll be plenty of people who will. I'll make a donation. That way I still support them even if I'm not there in person. Perhaps another time. It's not going to make any difference anyway. I am my community. If I don't share, who will? The eyes. Poor me. I work so hard all week, I don't want to give up my weekend. I need my downtime. Shy. I'm not going to know anyone. It will be so uncomfortable. Rationalizer. It won't matter if I don't show up. There'll be plenty of people who will. Observer. I'll make a donation. That way, I still support them, even if I'm not there in person. Cynic. It's not going to make any difference anyway. Civic responsibility. I am my community. If I don't show I care, who will? So much to see in that.
So much. It's a wonder we don't just stand in the middle of a room and go in circles. You know, really, because you just get that feeling
it's so true.
I start to go in this direction and somebody goes, well, yeah, but what about, and then I start to go with them and they go, well, yeah, but. Yeah.
Well, that's a great image. That's exactly how it is, Sherry. Yep. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Jan.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, everyone. And we'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, everyone. Go happy.
Go happy. Bye-bye.